Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Right now, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline as we take a look at the Bucks matchup tonight against the Lakers, Kane Pittman, host of the Locked On Bucks podcast. You can find him at Kane Pittman on Twitter. Kane, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm pretty excited. This should be a pretty fun game tonight.
What does it mean tonight? What is this game, win or lose? What does it mean?
Well, after I've just said how excited I am to watch this game, I don't want to now go the opposite direction. But ultimately, the winner or loser of this game does not really matter. And we know that because we saw last year the Bucks are the perfect example. They beat the Raptors 3 times during the regular season. It doesn't really matter once you get to the finals. And these two teams, if they are to see each other again, it's not going to be until June. There's going to be a lot of basketball in between now and then. So I don't think that the actual winner or loser matters tonight. But I will say the Lakers are a team that has really, really struggled against the best teams this year. 0-4 against the top 2 seeds in both conferences. The Bucks are 5-0. So maybe for the Lakers, they want to get this marquee win that they haven't been able to get all season.
So I look at it this way, that really to me more than anything, it probably, there's a lot of people pushing now for maybe LeBron and what he's been able to accomplish with the Lakers and how the Lakers are now on top out in the West and that he would be a guy vying for the MVP. To me, it's still Giannis to lose. It's his award. I don't think tonight goes a long way, but certainly if Giannis doesn't have a great game and LeBron has a great game, that may start to tip the scales a little bit. So to me, more so than anything, this might be about more the MVP award than anything else.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, you're certainly right. Like, if Giannis does have a down game and LeBron has a triple-double or whatever he does and plays really well, then yeah, I mean, that's all you're going to hear about for the next few days. All right through the weekend is the fact that LeBron has closed the gap. I think that for the body of work through 60-plus games so far, I don't really believe that Giannis could be overtaken for the MVP at this point. I think it's he's pretty much got this as close to locked up as he could possibly have. He's improved from last season. We know that his numbers have gone up. And while LeBron is leading the league in assists, which is the main number that everyone points to, along with the fact that he's just old, which isn't an MVP, you don't get credit for being old, but Giannis is putting up historic numbers. This Bucks team still on pace to win high 60s games. They might not get to the 70, but listen, I think for what we've seen throughout the whole season, Giannis has probably got it locked up. And remember, he's played some of his best games against LeBron over the years, including earlier this season where he hit the 5-3. So Giannis typically gets up for this matchup.
Where do you put Chris Middleton in the narrative of superstar?
Well, I mean, superstar is a strong word for Chris Middleton, but I think this year, you know, 20-plus points per game, 50-40-90, as everyone keeps talking about, I mean, he's right in the conversation for all NBA, and it's interesting to look at a guy like Jason Tatum in Boston and what he's sort of done over the last month, and there's been a lot of talk about him potentially moving into the all-NBA conversation this year, but right across the season for the consistency, Middleton's probably had a better season than Jason Tatum, but again, the narrative changes when you're not the best player on your team. And Chris Middleton's so unselfish. He goes under the radar. You don't see him out in the media. You don't see him put in his own profile forward and trying to boost his name. He doesn't do that. He just shows up and goes to work. I think at some point, that sort of works against him when you're having this conversation. But he's a two-time All-Star now, and probably as long as the Bucks are with this core and with Giannis, he's probably going to pick up a few more All-Star bursts as well. So, I mean, he's a genuine top 20 player right now.
Take the story of Giannis out of the mix. What would, if there's a secondary or even a third style story, what would be something that is the most intriguing to you about this Bucks basketball team this season?
I think moving forward, if you want to look at through to what is going to be the story come playoffs, it's definitely the shooting of this team, because we've seen if the Bucks are going to lose. I know the focus is always defensively and the threes that they give up, but my eyes are on the Bucks' actual shooters, because when you look at this team, they've got a bunch of guys that can shoot the three, but they don't have that many guys that are real knockdown shooters from the outside. Milton, obviously, was spoken about as having a great year, and George Hill. Likewise, Kyle Korver, probably the other one. But some of these other shooters, the question mark for me and the story moving forward, and really the difference between this team, again, making the conference finals, maybe the finals and winning the championship, will be the other guys. Are they going to be able to shoot? So I think that while the defense is enough to win them all these regular season games, I think when it comes down to it, the story that everyone wants to talk about is the Bucks winning the title. And I think Giannis is going to be great in the playoffs, but it might be the other guys that determine whether the Bucks can win at all.
Is one of the unsung heroes of this team Dante DiVincenzo?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I just could not have predicted how impactful he would be coming as we sort of head to the playoffs here. Because last year, injury riddled, only played 27 games. He was decent in those games. He certainly showed flashes of his defensive impact that he's had right through this season. But I did not think that he would become a player that would be really, really actually important to this team. And he's become that. I mean, he's a guy that Bud trusts. He's always the first guy off the bench. And now we're starting to see in the last month his confidence grow offensively. And he said himself, he said game by game, he's starting to feel better. He's starting to understand when to pick his spots, when to look to score, when to distribute, give the ball to Giannis, these other guys. So he just continues to get better. And it is. It's remarkable. I did not see that coming.
Talking with Kane Pittman of the Locked On Bucks podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at Kane Pittman. So looking at the rest of this lineup, obviously there's a lot of role players. Pat Connaughton, Ersan Ilyasova, Robin Lopez, Brooke Lopez. I mean, do you feel this team this year as it sits now is deeper and more capable of withstanding what happened to them last year in the Eastern Conference Finals because of their depth, because of their role players?
Yeah, I think so. I think the key additions for this team from last year, and we already mentioned DiVincenzo wasn't there in the playoffs last season. He's become a really important player. Another key guy is going to be Robin Lopez. We saw last year the Bucks went into the playoffs against a big Raptors team, and they didn't really have a backup center. And while the minutes with Giannis at the five have been pretty good, and they're always we like to see those that when the Bucks change things up a little bit and go small. But I think having that extra big body, particularly if they come up against a series against the Lakers or against the Sixers, if that comes with Joel Embiid, I think having that extra big body helps, particularly defensively. And then they add Marvin Williams just a couple of weeks ago here, who's a terrific defender, which actually has bumped Ersan Ilyasova out of the rotation, a guy that was playing 6 minutes last year. So they've just got deeper. The defense has got better. And I think when you look at the second unit and the strength of that second unit and really some of the guys that aren't even going to get on the floor, this Bucks team has got deeper. They've got plenty of different ways they can go with the rotation, with the lineups. I think the team is unquestionably better, which is kind of funny to think about because we maybe didn't think that at the start of the season when they lose Brogdon.
As we head towards the postseason, I mean, all eyes are going to be on Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe. Do you believe Bledsoe's over the hump? Do you think he's still got the questionable night in and night out numbers?
Yeah, it's hard to know. And that's kind of the scary thing if you're a Bucks fan, is wondering what Eric Bledsoe you're going to get. I actually thought that he was pretty good in the first and second round last year. Obviously, in the conference finals, he couldn't hit a shot. And that ended up playing making Bud take him off the floor. And they went with George Hill, who had a terrific series. But I think that this is still a really big concern. The one thing I always say, if Bledsoe plays at a regular season level during the playoffs, I don't think that the Bucks can be beaten. I think they're winning the championship. So it is kind of scary from that point of view to have such a heavy reliance on a guy that a couple of seasons in a row now hasn't exactly delivered when you wanted him to. But his confidence looks better shooting the ball. He's shooting free throws better. He's been working with Kyle Korver a lot through the season, working on his shot. And him just being a 35% shooter in the playoffs changes everything. So as much as there's the concern about the other things in the matchups, if he's shooting the ball well and he's shooting the ball with confidence, that's all you're going to need.
One of the other guys, and I really was so glad they kept him. What does it mean for this team when they kept George Hill and the experience that he has, not only with his veteran years, but the fact that he is kind of like a coach on the floor and an assistant coach when it comes to knowing what Coach Bud wants?
Yeah, he's just a calming presence over everyone. And sort of as you pointed to there, the big thing with George Hill, when I watch him play, anytime the ball's in his hands, I just don't think he's going to make a mistake. And I felt that way right through the postseason last year. And that's huge. Because as we found out, that became pretty important. When Bledsoe wasn't able to be played, they went to George Hill and they had a reliable guy that can get you a bucket, can get you an assist. And defensively, he's terrific. And it's kind of funny because this changed really quickly. Because if you remember back to the regular season last year, he wasn't great. He wasn't shooting the ball well. He was a little bit injured when he first came across from Cleveland. So I've always sort of wondered about that, how much things change with how well he played through the postseason. And if he didn't play to that level that he did, maybe they don't bring him back. The fact that he was such an impact player through the playoffs last year has really followed through to this regular season. He's been healthy, knock on wood, but to this point, and he's clearly become a very important player.
If the Bucks win tonight, what do you think the national narrative is going to be?
It won't change. It'll be like, well, yeah, sure, Giannis beat LeBron, but let's do it in the playoffs. And that's why it's tough if you're a Bucks fan and you watch some of these national TV shows. I certainly understand why that can be hard to take, because if the opposite happens and the Lakers win during the Bucks season, they may as well pack it up and go home. That's what everyone will be saying. So it's tough, and it's tough to listen to, it's tough to watch. But as I said, the Bucks, they blew out the Lakers earlier in the season. The Lakers potentially might be the team that needs this win more than the Bucks, but they won't tell you that.
Hey, real quick, last question: do they need Kyle Korver? Because the argument is that your starters will get you to the postseason, but your bench will win you the championship. Do they need Kyle Korver to win a championship?
I think they've sneakily missed him, and I didn't think that was going to be the case at the start of the season. I didn't think he was going to be as important as he has been, but as you know, Bill, he's a guy that in a playoff game, in a 3 or 4 minute burst, he can get you 2 or 3 3-pointers and really bust the game open. So I think he will be an important player, and I think that's why they're taking it easy with him. They want to make sure he's healthy when they need him.
Always great to chat, my friend. I appreciate it. We will keep listening to the podcast, and we'll touch base back again here in a little while, okay?
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Kane. There you go. Go to Kane Pittman, by the way. You can find him at the Locked on Bucks podcast. Go to Kane Pittman on Twitter, K-A-N-E Pittman, P-I-T-M-A-N on Twitter. That's the Locked on Bucks podcast. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.